Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny today with a high near 30, southwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 29. And in the news from a press release received by the Nearly Noon News on Monday, in regional news, the State Department of Administration announced on Friday that the Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or WERA, will no longer accept applications after January 31st due to low remaining funds. The program, locally administered by CULICAP, was launched in February 2021 to help households experiencing a financial hardship and housing insecurity due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Since that time, CULICAP has aided more than 5,200 households in Crawford, La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon County with more than $22 million in rent, utilities, and related household expenses. CULICAP is currently serving 3,634 households through the WERA program. Hedy Brown, the organization's executive director, explains that their priority is to ensure a smooth transition for their clients. If people have fallen behind on their rent and need assistance through WERA or are current WERA clients and eligible for renewal benefits, CULICAP will continue to accept applications through January 31st. Those requests will be processed to the extent that funding remains available. Once WERA benefits end, CULICAP will provide housing stability services to clients who may need assistance with the transition. Housing stability services are client-driven and focused on finding and keeping stable housing. Services include housing navigation, budgeting, resource or benefit referrals, and landlord mediation. Current program parameters and applications can be accessed by visiting CULICAP.org. Due to the high volume of requests, applicants should expect their application to be reviewed 6 to 8 weeks after submission. CULICAP is a private nonprofit 501c3 and helps people in need with housing, food, transportation, and more. Created in 1966, they are a member of the Community Action Network program. And in state news from WisPolitics Online, Senate Democrats are calling for GOP Commissioner Bob Spindell to resign from the Wisconsin Elections Commission or for Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu to rescind his appointment if he refuses to leave. The move comes as Spindell has been criticized for comments he made about reducing voter turnout in Milwaukee last fall, particularly in areas with high Hispanic and Black populations. He called the result a, quote, great and important decrease in Democrat votes in the city due to a well-thought-out, multifaceted plan. Senator LaTanya Johnson, at a Capitol press conference last week, said she wants the Republican Party and Spindell to know communities of color are not stupid and we are not desperate. Spindell rejected calls to resign. Meanwhile, LeMahieu's office didn't immediately provide comments. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.